This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on in this, the trial and tribulations, if you will. Of course, it's the big day, the big moment. And, you know, quite frankly, I need to check in. I am going to screen over. I didn't do this earlier. I'm going to screen over to one of the news providers here and see if they've got a screen on anything that deals with Michael Flynn, because that seems to be the big deal. I think he's walking into court or something like that right now. So that we're kind of keeping an eye on that. We'll let you know if something pops up in the meantime, but we've got other things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or the easy shortcut way, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Call in numbers 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. All right, so what in the world is happening in this hour? Next hour, I just want to let you know, Daniel Krauthammer is supposed to be on. We're going to be having him. He's going to be talking about his book about his father. The book his father actually wrote, and he's the editor of that, so he's going to provide us some insight into Charles Krauthammer, his father, which is interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting how that whole thing. But there's a lot of things going on. We're going to get into the European thing here in about 2 seconds because all the stuff that's happening in the UK in particular, because you've got the Brexit thing going on, right? Got the Brexit thing going on. It says, okay, excuse me. Paperboy is here. Get choked up over Paperboy. Paperboy is one of the services that we use here at Jet 21 Radio to bring us all the international flavor So worldwide presses and so on, U.S. newspapers and news headlines and front pages and all that stuff. So I like to go through the U.K. front page because it's so colorful. If you take a look at all the European paper, boy, they just splash it up there, you know. Got the Daily Express, the Daily Mail, the Mirror, the Star, the Evening Standard, the Daily Telegraph, the Scotsman, and the Guardian. We like to take a look at these. You know, it's, on Fridays we like to go crazy because we go from, as you know, on Fridays, sort of like the Friday free-for-all. We go from articles to articles and all over the nation and the world. So, but the Brexit thing is still going on in of course, Great Britain. That's the big deal. And we're following it because of New California and all the different things that are happening in Europe, such as what's happening with the Yellow Vesters. So we're going to be actually touching upon the Yellow Vesters, what happened this weekend, and, of course, what's going to happen next weekend. I have a feeling Christmas is going to take hold. It already is, I think, it's with some of these protesters. We're hearing that the Yellow Vesters are going to show up in Sacramento. Yeah, for the inauguration of Gavin Newsom. Wouldn't that be funny if all of Sacramento was filled with Yellow Vesters? Wouldn't it? Or people just all throughout the United States in support of the anti-movement of, well, the New California movement, let's put it that way. Because it's the same thing. What's happening in France and the European Union, same thing that's happening out here in California. It's identical stuff. It's identical stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, the language is different, but the oppression is the same. Oppression is a universal language, by the way. That's really the way to look at it. Okay, so this is from Paperboy, the front page of Paperboy, and this is about Brexit. This is the headline, big bold letters in the Daily Express: "Don't dare steal our Brexit." And the subtext of that is, front page, page one, start spending to prepare for no-deal Brexit. Okay, I'm biting on that one. Because, you know, this whole thing with Theresa May and what she's been up to is interesting. You know, what has she really been up to? She's tried to play it both ways, and it hasn't really kind of worked, actually, for her. It really hasn't worked for her. And much to her chagrin, it hasn't worked. And I think that's probably the big deal. But what we're seeing right here, Brexit vote set for mid-January. Pressure mounts for new referendum on divorce from EU. We knew this was going to happen. That people that want to go back to the old way, back to what they know in terms of dependency, back with the EU from Great Britain. Because, you know, everything, they didn't have to go out and work. No. No, they want to take it easy. So they're now trying to bring it all back and go for a revote of the referendum. Yeah, I don't know if Theresa May is trying to stall for that or what she's trying to do. It says Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday that the postponed vote in Parliament on Britain's Brexit agreement with the European Union will be held the week of January 14th, more than a month after it was originally scheduled and just 10 weeks before Britain leaves the EU. But even as May insisted that she could salvage her unpopular divorce deal, pressure was mounting for dramatic action, a new referendum for a vote among lawmakers to find a way out of Britain's Brexit impasse and prevent the economic damage of the messy exit from the EU on March 29th with no agreement in place. Jeremy Corbyn, leader of the main opposition Labour Party, said he would submit a motion of non-confidence in the Prime Minister over her delays. Losing the vote on such a motion would increase the pressure on May, but unlike a non-confidence vote or a no-confidence vote in the government as a whole, it wouldn't trigger a process leading to the fall of the government, and an early election. No date was immediately set for the confidence vote. The British government and the EU sealed a divorce deal last month, but May postponed a parliamentary vote intended to ratify the agreement last week when it became clear legislators would overwhelmingly reject it. And she tried to win changes. Of course, how'd that work out for her? It did not. And she's continuing to try and win changes. That is a bummer, if you will. That is a bummer. We want Britain out. We do. I think everybody does. Primarily because the EU is going to continue to falter. If Great Britain goes in and somehow saves the EU back, let's say they go back and they bring their wealth with them, then all they are is just the big money, honey, for the EU, which is doomed anyway. It's kind of like California. What's happening in California? What's happening in the nation? You know, what are the markets doing? I guess that's a pretty interesting question, isn't it? What are the markets doing? I'm going to get our own Chris Street on the show and talk about that probably tomorrow. But what are the markets doing here in the United States and around the world? Because things are tumbling out of control. And people aren't liking it. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And some of the stories regarding the economy as we know it. Stay tuned. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, newcaliforniastate.com.
And SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, yelling and screaming at you in any way, shape, or form that we can do it. Okay, what is happening to the economy? We're going to be running down some articles here for you in this block. 215-867-8255 is the telephone number to call in at. That's 215-867-8255. And just give us a call, and we'll put you up. We'll put you up and put you on the air. It's 215-867-8255. And this is, when I talk about all this stuff, the flavor is directed towards California. Now, I know everybody's going, come on, Paul, you talk about California, you don't talk about Virginia, you don't talk about the Carolinas, and so I'm sorry. Well, I am. And when I talk about California, okay, I'm warning all of the 49 states, essentially. But I'm also telling you on the inside what in the world is really, truly going on, okay? That's ultimately if, you know, and you have to take your pick about what we're saying here. You're either going to stop it or you're not going to stop what goes on here. Because I'm giving you the preview of what could possibly happen to you in your state. That's kind of what I'm doing. And you know, I've been trying to do this for years. I've been warning people. I actually spoke to a group in Texas about this years ago, 2016. Wow, that long ago. And anyway, Drudge the Movie. There you go, the Drudge the Movie. Okay, this is Wire. Get used to it. America, we're no longer number one. This is a little, before I get to the economic things, this is a little ditty here. We're no longer number one. Bloomberg opinion. What a difference. This is Bloomberg opinion. What a difference a decade makes. In 1997, China's gross domestic product was about 11% of the U.S. By 2017, it was up to 63%. But this overstates the difference in living standards between the two countries, since prices are generally lower in China. In purchasing power parity terms, China's economy became the world's largest in about 2013. The chase is over. China purchasing power parity goes domestic product relative to, this is a chart they have. Okay. So which country's economy is really bigger? The truth probably lies somewhere between these two figures. If China were to abolish its capital controls and open its currency to foreign speculation, there's good chance the yuan would rise in value, bringing China's domestic GDP, is gross domestic product, at market exchange rates closer to the PPP numbers, in other words, United States. In other words, the economies of China and U.S. are now fairly evenly matched in size. But with four times U.S. population, China has more room to grow. And China is already the world's largest manufacturer and exporter. Okay, Bloomberg. this is why I find it very, very interesting. They're giving you a whole bunch of scenarios here that just aren't workable scenarios. First of all, last month, the Chinese had to borrow $500 billion to maintain cash flow from the Saudis. So get used to it, America. You're still number one. That's my, you know, I just say that one thing out there, and Bloomberg's now toast on the opinion here. Okay, so that's so much for the economy. The United States has a massive economy, much greater. And, of course, here's the other caveat. Okay, here's the other caveat. The United States has all the oil and gas and energy on the planet that it needs. 400 years worth out there. Where's China on that issue? Okay, you've got the largest population in the world. You've got this huge economic production base. Your economy is tanked now. You have 1,000 riots a day that you have to settle as a country. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about China. It steals everything it gets in terms of, you know, intellectual content. Is China really number one? I don't think so. And what about use of the internet and freedom and all the things that go along with our Constitution? See, the Constitution doesn't count to Bloomberg. It doesn't count to Tim Draper or Tom Steyer or any of these billionaires out there. It doesn't matter. It's just a simple little piece of paper. Just ignore it. Nothing to see or move away. Go move along. That's the way they... I mean, what about those things that we have in this country? Don't tell me we're not number one. Stock market on pace for worst December since the Great Depression. This is the point that I was trying to make earlier, and I'm going to get there to it. This is from CNBC. The stock market is on pace for its worst December since the Great Depression. Two benchmark U.S. stock indexes are careening towards historically bad December. Both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 are on pace for their worst December since 1931, when stocks were battered during the Great Depression. The Dow and S&P 500 are down 7.8% and 7.6% this month, respectively. Okay, so that's the good news out of CNBC. The next one down, rebound, anybody? Rebound. This is the title. This is from CNBC. The S&P 500 rebounds by 1% a day after falling to new lows. This is yesterday, of course, for 2018. Stocks rebounded Tuesday, recovering some of their steep losses of the prior trading session. They sent both of the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 500 points or 2%. It climbed 1% following the new closing low and touching a new average. All right. Led higher by gains in Boeing, Alphabet, all traded up, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's kind of like good news. But again, the big one is the down. Now, Greenspan says in red letters, run for cover. This is Greenspan. Investors run for cover, it says. Alan Greenspan says the party's over at Wall Street. The former Federal Reserve chairman, who famously warned more than two decades ago irrational exuberance in the stock market doesn't see equity prices going any higher than they are now. It would be very surprising to see it sort of stabilize here and then take off, Greenspan said in an interview on CNN. He added that markets could still go up further, but warned investors that the correction would be painful at the end of that run. So run for cover. All right. What does that mean for tech stocks? What does that mean for tech stocks, right? Well, we're about to find out. It says, foreigners dump treasuries, liquidate stocks. Chance of recession rises to highest level of Trump presidency. Here's another one. Bust. Thousands of Vegas homes get zero offers. Foreigners dump chances. Recession's the highest of the Trump presidency. This is what I'm talking about. There's a recession coming, certainly for California, and just the slightest little recession in California throws its budget out of whack. The income is needed through Silicon Valley because it's dependent. And guess what? Silicon Valley's tanking. I just gave you this whole block to tell you the economy's tanking in California and the nation. California will be hit the hardest. New California, anyone? You bet. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
You know, last week we reported, it was really just sort of a by-the-by report about the pension problems that the United States faces in terms of funding pensions. And this is a problem we've been screaming about for years here in California. And, of course, it's all coming home to roost. Those chickens are coming home to roost. And here in California, and it has roosted in several cities that have gone bankrupt: San Bernardino, Stockton, you know, just a few, just to mention a few, and a lot of them are on critical life support because of the, you know, they've got these unfunded mandates, and now people are retiring, and they're going, hey, I'll give you my money. And the pension systems are kind of shaky in California at best. In fact, we addressed that in today's grievance number 48 about the pension systems and so on. So, I mean, it's, you know, what's happening to California's economy, which is coming to you out there in the rest of the states, because you all have the, they've all templated the system, which is, I think, really sort of an Agenda 21 thing. They've all put it in there that about these pensions that have to be funded, but they're not, there's no money to fund them. And that's kind of the dilemma. That's what we were talking about in the first hour about California. And we lay this out in today's grievance, by the way, that there's just no money for these things. And one of the things I noticed that in California's political races, that there was no money for Republicans. And it, I mean, for the election, just no money. Kind of an interesting little by-the-by, right? No, because there is no Republican Party in California. This is all tied to the business theme here of this hour. Now, one of the comments that's come up, and this is by Mark Muser. Mark Muser. Didn't he run for Secretary of State? Yeah, Mark Muser did. And it's an interesting article about Mark Muser, what he's saying about the California Republican Party. So listen up, all you California Republicans who are trying to resuscitate the party. They can do it. They can do it. No, they can't. Sorry. There is no functional, viable future for the Republican Party in California, as there is not even for the Democratic Party, if you know what I mean. Maybe you don't know what I mean. Anyway, this is from Facebook, Mark Muser. This is what he says. I am currently reading a book about the robber barons, and I came across the interesting paragraph written by a millionaire about the millionaire's perspective on politics. The paragraph is very telling in that some things do not change. There are many who think that Republicans are the party of big business. However, all you have to do is look at the political giving in California, and you will see the myth destroyed. Business is going to support the party in power to keep those in power from destroying their business. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? So in California, you've got a monoparty dominated mostly by, quote, Democrat progressives or socialists. They're really socialists or slash communists even. Among my own people, I seldom hear purely political discussions. When we are discussing pro and con, the relative merits of candidates or the relative importance of political policies, the discussion almost invariably comes down to a question of business efficiency. We care absolutely nothing about statehood bills, pension agitation, waterway appropriations, pork bellies, state rights, or any other political questions, save in as much as it threatens to fortifies existing conditions. Touch the question of tariff, touch the issue of income tax, touch the problem of railroad regulation, or touch the most vital of all business matters, the question of general federal regulation or of industrial corporations, and the people amongst whom I live my life become immediately rabid partisans. Right. The bottom line to all this, I'll tell you before I even get to the bottom of the story, is there is no money for the Republicans. There's absolutely no money for Republicans out in California. They just dry up. I mean, I heard this, I probably heard this for maybe 15 candidates that ran for office. The money's just not there. They just say, no, nine yet, nada, we're not going to do this. We're not going to have this money. No money for you. for the Republican Party. So that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is dying off in California, because, well, it's soon to be even the Democratic Party. I haven't seen the numbers for the Democratic Party this year in terms of contributions, but I would venture to say it's probably down from the years before. I'm just guessing. Another article pops up. Report: lavish L.A. city pensions require excess benefit funding. Here we go. My L.A. News says dozens of retired Los Angeles employees are collecting such generous retirement pay that they exceeded pension fund limits set by the Internal Revenue Service, saddling taxpayers with additional cost. The Los Angeles Times reported Monday, citing a data analyst and analysis it conducted. Their lavish pensions have forced the city to establish an excess benefit plan to pay what the pension system cannot legally cover, using money that could otherwise be tapped to fix sidewalks, fight homelessness, or hire more cops, the Times reported. Isn't this a nice little scandal? It says, in all, the little-known fund has paid $14.6 million to 110 retired employees since 2010, the Times analyst report. It says the list of recipients is dominated by former cops and firefighters whose million-dollar payouts from a separate retirement program drove their incomes well over $222,000 of the annual limit set by the IRS for pensions to pay. The top recipient of excess benefits last year was former LAPD Assistant Chief Earl Pasinger, whose $251,000 pension alone would have put him over the limit. By an additional $1.3 million lump sum payment, Pasinger got through the deferred retirement option plan when he retired in 2016 and catapulted him over the top, requiring the city to pay more than his pension from an excess benefit plan. Get it? There's all these little tricks that cause all these little special funds to develop. This, here's another one. Socialists upset L.A. Garcetti, nor enough of it. May, this doesn't make sense. There's upset in Los Angeles about what? Let's find the article. Protesters shut down Mayor Garcetti's speech at USC over homeless policies. All right. They're yelling and screaming at Gil Garcetti. Unfunded pension liabilities looming over local governments. Really? CalPERS. Eureka city manager calls cost crippling. This is going on everywhere in California. This is the city of Eureka. Growing pension crisis. No one's addressing it. We'll be back. Well, we'll be back. State of California might not be. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so how one of the big questions we always get about New California is how is this New California going to affect our retirement system in the two systems of the CalPERS and CalSTRS. CalPERS is the California Public Employees, and CalSTRS is the California State Teachers Retirement Funds. There's two funds. And with CalPERS, it's a little bit different situation than CalSTRS and how payments are made and what kind of money is accessible to the state and so on.
Okay.
No, those are two separate things. But this article that appeared actually in the Times Standard says unfunded pension liabilities looming over local governments. It's kind of an innocent little thing, but it speaks volumes about the potential financial insolvency of California and, of course, the marching in of New California. It says unfunded pension liability costs tripled over 2 years for the city of Eureka, California. Another factor in a growing pension crisis that local officials needs to be addressed. Retirement contributions by California public employees have gone up over the past decade, but the amount employees contribute from their own incomes is rising just as fast. Says Eureka employees funding their own retirements will pay a total of $3.6 million this fiscal year, up from $1 million from 2015 and 16. All of this is due to the California Public Employees Retirement System lowering its discount rate or the amount of money it expects to make from investment retirement funds. Ding, 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 ding. So they make investments with their funds. What is happening with those investments right now in the stock market? Yes, it's tanking. So what does that mean? Get it? That means somebody's going to have to pay for this. And it's not going to be, you know, STRS or PERS. It's not going to be those folks. It says all of this is due to California's public employees retirement system lowering its discount rate or the amount of money it expects to make from investments and invested retirement funds. As the CalPERS rate drops, public employees are on the hook to put in more money for their employee pensions. Excuse me, public employers. Now, so in other words, the city of Eureka is on the hook to make up that difference for their employees. Get it? the city of Eureka is on the hook. Oh, so now you have this dilemma. You've got the markets that are tumbling out of control, and they're not making their money by the investments that CalPERS is putting in. The investment's not there. Somewhere that money has to be made up, and it's got to come out of the coffers, the treasury of the cities. That's a problem. The effect has been crippling to local governments, Eureka City manager Greg Sparks wrote in a November letter to a resident. It's not sustainable, Sparks wrote. The costs are crippling our ability to provide services and will only continue to become more exacerbated over the next 20 years. While Eureka doesn't intend to renege on guaranteed retirement benefits, a decision in an ongoing lawsuit heard in the state Supreme Court could allow local governments to do so. Let me read that again. While Eureka doesn't intend to renege on its guaranteed retirement benefits. So Eureka, as a city, and this is all municipalities pretty much, they have guaranteed a set level of money going into CalPERS on behalf of you, the employee. Now, they're looking at that going, you know, we can't sustain this. We're having to make up what's not being, you know, gathered or garnered in the investment world because the stock market's crashing. It's tumbling, right? So now you've got that pressure. The cities have to come up with the money. The entities have to come up with that money. School districts have to come up with that money. They have to pay. So where are they going to come? Where are they going to take it from? Taxes? They can raise taxes. That's not a good idea, though, is it? Well, I don't know. We passed that gas tax. It's a farcical thing. It says, while Eureka does not intend to renege on guaranteed retirement benefits, a decision in the ongoing lawsuit is going to be heard by the state Supreme Court. The California rule, mentioned in court ruling since 1947, protects retirement benefits from being reduced at the whim of employers. In other words, when employees take a job, they're entitled to the job's retirement benefits for as long as they're employed. When you start employment, there's an implicit contract, Sparks said. You get what you signed up for. In 2013, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law pension reforms that disallowed employees from buying more years of pension returns than they actually worked. Attorneys are now arguing that stripping existing employees of that benefit violates California rule. Is there a point where cities say, this is a real problem, we need to lower the benefits or extend the age before you can draw your money? Sparks said, certainly the city would never want to do that, but they have to. Here's my point. I think you can obviously see where this is going. Stock market's going down. Yields are going down along with them. Cities are going to have to pay and pay. And if you wonder where your money for your infrastructure is supposed to go, it's going to the pensions because they have to make it up. Huh. What's that doing to your city? It's running it into bankruptcy. Stockton? Anyone? Or San Bernardino? Maybe your town.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back, and I wanted to kind of wrap this article up here because I think it's very, very telling. Shifting money around has made it possible for the CSD to pay off unfunded liabilities. The early fears haven't quite come to fruition, Osani said. This is in regards to another CalSTRS situation in another city. If the economy is dealt another blow, this CSD is at least in a position to manage for the future. This is a tactic. I bring this up because this is the tactic of reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. I'm sure it's only a matter of time, he said about the future downswing. Bankruptcy is a real prospect for cities. Stockton and San Bernardino have declared bankruptcy in the past few years, in both cases being handcuffed to pension contributions played a key role. See, it's just going to get worse for everybody. Sparks stopped short of speaking in an apocalyptic term about another economic recession. But even in the next recession, we're only half as bad, he said. It would throw the city into a spiral. You know that day is coming. It's going to come again, he said. The economy is always cyclical. And that, again, this is what we've been talking about here on New California and Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.